WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court will allow ICE agents in Los Angeles to stop people who speak Spanish or look foreign. Armando Godino is with the Los Angeles Worker Center Network.
This decision will not end this struggle. As plaintiffs, as organizers, and as a community, we are determined to keep pushing forward in the courts.
Today's order could impact future operations in places like Chicago, and the administration's crime-fighting plan is still unclear there, Weijia Jiang reports.
Chicago and state leaders have made so crystal clear that they do not want this federal assistance. So the question is whether the administration is going to move forward anyway.
The Chief Justice is also allowing Trump to fire a member of the Federal Trade Commission who had sued to keep her job, legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
We're seeing at the Supreme Court a use of this, what's known as the emergency docket, to issue these orders. They're often unsigned, not a lot of reasoning.
CBS News Brief.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Public Schools could be short $100 million next year. That's according to Superintendent Brenda Casilius. In an interview on the WISN 12 News Upfront program, she said the district is already working with legislators, but if no new state funding is added, they'll have to consider either big cuts or new revenue options. Casilius compared the district's rising expenses to the higher costs families are also facing from gas to food. Wisconsin's new limits on e-cigarettes will stand for now after a federal judge rejected a request to put them on hold. The rules bar the sale of vape products not included in a state-run directory. A group of vape retailers sued before the rules took effect this month, arguing that the changes unfairly hurt their businesses. The judge disagreed, saying shop owners had enough time since the law passed 2 years ago to question it. Winter rules for gas is near. Melissa Kay has more about that and the price at the pump around the state.
Average gas prices took a slight dip in Wisconsin, dropping 2.2 cents over the last week. The average on Monday is $2.95 in the state. This is 7.9 cents per gallon higher than a month ago, but over 10 cents lower than this time last year. Prices have been volatile in the Midwest in recent weeks. A refinery in Indiana experienced a temporary outage because of severe weather. With the restart of BP's Whiting Refinery, Great Lakes states saw significant relief. The transition to winter gasoline is just a week away for most areas, and OPEC Plus announced an increase in oil production starting in October. This could help keep oil prices lower for longer.
A brand new library in Milwaukee opened its doors over the weekend. The Martin Luther King Jr. branch is the third largest library in the city. Inside, visitors can use a makerspace with 3D printers and podcasting equipment. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers with a Week 1 win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field, where the Packers beat the Lions 27-13. Green Bay with an early lead and never let up. Matt LaFleur on finally snapping a three-game losing streak to Detroit when they played here at Lambeau.
Kind of had their way with us the last three times here at Lambeau. I was just really proud, and I think of the energy our guys brought, not only in the first half, but I thought we matched it to start the second half as well.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw for two touchdowns and 188 yards.
Obviously, I think a big goal for us was to be able to come in here and start the season off fast and start the season on the right note. So to come in here week one at home and get a dominant win like that is amazing and exactly what we've been working for. So feels great.
Now a short week. The Packers host the Washington Commanders this Thursday night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Pittsburgh, 10-2. Jacob Mizorowski pitched seven innings and got the win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. After the chilly temperatures as of late, warmer readings are on the way this week. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Low tonight, mid-50s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds. High in the mid-70s tomorrow. A chance of showers and storms tomorrow night and Wednesday. It's 69 degrees right now.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life.
I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Did you miss Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers and theaters? Good news. It's on television on Tuesday night for free. Join us next time when we talk with the producer and director.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Chwaba. I am not a mountain of muscle. Certainly not lately. I feel like kind of a blob. I got to be honest.
A mountain of gelato.
I need to get back. I need to get back in shape. And I will say I'm very excited about this today because I did recently turn over a whole new leaf, a lifestyle change, and I'm eating right and I'm, you know, work out more, and I'm 3 hours in and it's going great. I've already got some gelato, but, nice. You know,
it's only a 4 ounce little container. Of
it's
gelato.
A small.
It's not going to hurt you.
It's a small. And I think I told you, I really did. Like, this is the week I was going to turn over a new leaf. And then my wife reminded me that, oh, our son is coming home for his birthday. We'll have cake. I'm like, well, and I can't just do, like, when I start a program, I have to be disciplined. If I deviate from it just a tiny bit, it's like, well, I might as well just eat Taco Bell for 7 hours, you know?
You know, you could just say no to the cake.
Isn't that like kind of a D-bag move, though, sort of?
I think it's against the law for birthdays. If there's a cake, you got to eat a little bit of it at least.
If it was like a friend, I could go over and say happy birthday and not have cake. You know, my son makes a drive. I'm going to have cake.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Nightlight, folks. Got a great show tonight. It is a Monday. Finally, we've made it through yet another weekend, and we reconvene here during the week to talk about all the things in life that make us happy. It is great to have you with me tonight as we broadcast here from beautiful City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay. A gorgeous night. Summer seemed like it was over last week. It seems like it's back, and I'll take that. I think it's a good, and it's supposed to be nice all week. And now we've got NFL here. We've got some new shows we're going to talk about. Two great guests tonight, too. Rocker will be here at 6:35. Rocker is the co-host of WMDX's Max Inc. Radio, and he fills in for Terry Barr here on Bar Band Friday night periodically. Rocker will be here to tell us about a fundraiser, a really cool event that he is helping organize that is open to the public on Friday. I'm sorry, on Sunday, September 14th. We'll talk to Rocker, and he's got music. He's going to share some music with us. That's always fun. And then this Saturday, folks, this is going to be exciting. If you're in the Green Bay area, the Green Bay Film Festival is happening this weekend at the Tarleton Theater. And I'm going to be over there to introduce a film on Saturday and host a Q&A for the film The Anxiety Club. This is a really cool documentary made by Wendy LaBelle, who is here tonight at 7:20. And it explores the connection between anxiety and stand-up comedy. So something I have both of those. I was a comedian. I have a healthy amount of anxiety, I think. Conrad, are you an anxious person?
Sometimes.
What makes you anxious?
Oh, watching the Packers play football.
I knew you were going to say
watching. Definitely watching the Badgers play football. I'll tell you that.
But halfway through that game, I was like, Luke Fickell's players hate him? Like, what is happening here?
They turned it around. Sure, you know, did. That was good. But that first half, that was brutal to watch.
So Wendy will be here at 7:20. And if you're in and around the Green Bay area, or if you feel like a road trip, come to the really cool Tarleton Theater Saturday night at 7 o'clock. The movie looks great. I'm purposely not going to watch it until Saturday night. I'm going to watch it with a crowd. And she's got an appearance by Marc Maron in the film, who's a very famous podcaster and comedian. And Wendy will be here at 7:20 tonight to tell us a little bit about the film and the event. So there you go. We've got a great question tonight. Lots going on. And Conrad Krieger, as you heard, is working the board.
Hello.
As per usual. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, it's Victory Monday.
What happened?
And the Packers
won. You watched the Sylvester Stallone movie over the weekend?
No.
The Packers won.
And they did it in style, I'd say.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good win. Against the Lions, who I thought they were going to be a tougher battle, but I don't know what's going on with
them. Look, I don't know a ton about sports. I like to watch a good sports contest once in a while, but I have to think that my Bears got their coach and we'll the Jets got their defensive coordinator. They lost a couple linemen. I mean, it can't be the same Lions team. Not to take away from the win, but I feel like they're going to struggle a bit.
I do too. After watching that offense, it was kind of rough out there, but I mean, that Packers defense played amazing against the run.
Yeah, and they with Parsons, it looks like they've got a dual threat now on the other side too, which is could wreak havoc.
He got his first sack. That was pretty cool to watch.
The NFC North, yeah. So lots going on though. There's some good shows out now. It is fall, so there's some new color television out there. If you guys are looking for something new to watch, I watched the tonight. I watched Task, the new HBO show. And Jamie McShane, one of the stars of the show, has been on this show. And he told us probably 3 months ago, I think he was headed somewhere to film Task, probably Philadelphia. But for some reason, I had Ireland. Maybe that was a different project he was working on. But Task is done by the same creative minds that brought us Mare from Easttown, which was a really good show. So I'm excited about Task. I watched the first show today. And these HBO shows are great because this was like an hour and 20 minutes. It was like this, the length of a movie. And it's got Mark Ruffalo and our pal Jamie McShane is in it. So I'm excited. The first episode was good. It takes its time, which I don't mind, but there was a pretty intense scene. And you know what they had? All right, this is weird. I don't get, you know, we've seen these ICE raids and they're wearing masks. I don't get any of that. You know, I saw the movie The Purge years ago. Creepy stuff. I don't know why federal agents wear masks. I'm sure they'll give some BS reason. However, out here on the street today, remember that loud motorcycle we heard? And we were like, what's that guy's problem? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Two more drove by and they had the crazy psycho masks on.
You know, they got to protect their face from the wind, you know?
How about my ears from their mufflers?
Yeah.
I mean, what if you just go out and clothesline one of these guys? Because you feel threatened. I mean, they're wearing masks that are very scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. This show, Task, has a crew that is robbing place, and they wear those masks.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Very scary stuff. Pretty intense scene. But it's good. I definitely recommend it.
I saw that it came out. It came out September this last weekend.
Or so. I think last night was the first. I think it dropped for the first time.
And so. I recently, you know, when you were out, I did the beats.
Yeah.
How Mark Ruffalo prepared for that role?
Eating
Philly cheesesteaks.
He looks a little hefty.
Yeah, he does. He's got Avengers is coming up. Spider-Man's coming up. He's probably had to stop eating the Philly cheesesteaks for those roles.
That's going to be tough. Those are good. However, okay, so this was interesting. My wife and I went and saw Caught Stealing last week or 2 weeks ago. I can't remember, but Austin Butler's in it. Yeah. Zoe Kravitz. It was a good movie. She was reading this article about how Austin Butler put on 30 pounds of muscle for the role. I'm like, okay, because he had to do some underwear scenes. There's a couple love scenes between he and Zoe Kravitz. And she's like, he plays a down-in-his-luck baseball player who was in a horrible car accident when he was 18, right before he used to get drafted by the Dodgers. And his baseball career was over. Now he's a bartender in New York, and it's been like 12 years. And he's chiseled and ripped. And he's an alcoholic. Like, to me, this new generation, like, why would you have to get ripped and in shape for that role? You should be, like, he's a handsome enough guy. if he doesn't have a six pack, he's still an attractive guy. Like, why are you looking like a superhero for the, that doesn't match up. Whereas Mark Ruffalo, I bet he put on 30 pounds, just all in his gut too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's all he said was Philly cheesesteaks. So, I mean, that's a pretty good diet to keep.
It's probably a little better than the all gelato diet I'm on. Yeah. But he looks like a veteran FBI agent. That works. That's cool. My wife had a great point. I don't understand the Austin Butler. Just because he was doing an underwear scene, he wanted to look good. Like, if you're an actor and you're looking like this role, look like the role. You don't. He looks like he could play Spider-Man or something.
Does he still sound like Elvis in the movie?
He did not talk like Elvis.
I know it took him a while to shake that after that movie.
Yeah, I could see that. He's good. I like Austin Butler. I'm not saying like, I did think it was an interesting point though. But Task is good. Check it out. I did watch also, you know what? I'm going to save this. Let's go to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
It is National Beer Day. The question is simple, folks. What is your favorite beer? We're in Wisconsin. This is the beer state and the cheese state. But we like our beer. We're known for it. What's your favorite beer? Very easy one tonight. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app and let us know what kind of beer you like to drink. Very easy to use if you don't have the app. You got to get it. All your favorite civic media shows, weekday shows, weekend shows, commentary, the news podcast, everything is on the Civic Media app. So check it out. And if you're streaming, you can leave us a stream comment at if you're listening on YouTube, Facebook, or X. Let us know and drop us a like, give us a follow, whatever you're game for, we would appreciate it. But be part of the show. Let us know what your favorite beer is, and we'll read your text on the radio. I saw what you put.
Yeah, I mean it's probably known. It's a nice spotted cow.
It's a good one.
And it, you know, nothing beats it on draft, I'd say.
Really? Yeah, over the bottle?
Yeah.
How come?
I think it's, well, you got to have a cold bottle, or not bottle, cup. What can I think? You know what I'm trying to say.
You're in radio, right? Yeah.
It's got to be cold, and just that, if there's not a lot of foam on top, yeah, that's a good beer.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great one. I love spotted cow. I'm not even, like I've said it before, I'm not a beer guy,
yeah.
But I've been around long enough where I've sampled just about everything. I had to choose. This was kind of tough for me because part of me, for nostalgia's sake, and just to be retro, I wanted to say the champagne.
A champagne of beers?
There's nothing like that Miller High Life original bottle with the condensation running down, the colors and the beer. It just, I don't know. It's like a memory from childhood.
Okay.
So, but I didn't say it. I've got another tie, another Schwab tie, and I like Blue Moon.
Yeah, I mean,
non-alcoholic or alcoholic, it's a great beer.
You know, with an orange.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Dynamite. But I'll tell you what, Spotted Cow, that's a great one too. I don't, I had Stella recently. Yeah. Well, a few years ago. I like Stella. That's good. It's good stuff. And you know what I've never tried, and now I haven't drank in a while? Modelo. I really want to try Modelo. Oh,
it's so good. You know, I think it's better than Corona.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I tried the non-alcoholic Corona because I know at a party. Yeah. And not impressed. And I like Corona. But that Modelo,
oh,
those commercials make me want to have a Modelo. I am going to break down. It's just perfect advertising. All right. When we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you about a show you should probably avoid. Conrad might disagree, but we'll have a spirited discussion. I'll read your texts. And yeah, what's your favorite beer? That's a good one. Also, there was a death in the music industry that we'll talk about too. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Utah voters are back on a path to fair maps, as a state circuit court judge ruled congressional districts must be redrawn by September 25th. The state Supreme Court ruled last summer that the legislature's attempt at circumventing a citizen-led independent redistricting commission by passing contrary state statutes was unconstitutional. In 2018, Utah voters approved Better Boundaries Proposition 4, establishing a commission independent from the legislature charged with creating fair, communities of interest-driven maps for Congress, state legislature, and school districts. Ignoring the voters, the GOP-dominated legislature passed laws to make the commission advisory instead of independent and gerrymandered the maps anyway. When the state Supreme Court ruled the legislature couldn't overrule voters, lawmakers proposed Amendment D to give it that authority. Its language was later ruled deceptive. August 25th, 3rd District Court Judge Diana Gibson ordered the legislature to create congressional districts by September 25th, using the fair maps criteria as approved by the voters to be reviewed by the court November 10th. The Utah News-Dispatch reports that Utah's GOP leadership will begrudgingly comply with the court's order. The maps will be in place for the 2026 midterms. We have the judge's order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. We're on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rain. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. That Rick Davies passed away, one of the founders of Supertramp, and great tune. We're going to ask our first guest, Rocker, about Supertramp. I believe he's a fan, as am I. Their stuff just has such a great, unique sound, too. Like The Long Way Home, great song. And there's all these big hits they have, but even their B-sides are outstanding. I was in the store last night, and if you want to hear B-sides from the 80s, go shopping in Marinette, Wisconsin. Every grocery store will transport you back with a song you didn't really miss. But I'm walking around, and I hear Steve Winwood all the time. I hear Bryan Adams all the time. Bryan Adams has some great songs, but I don't need to hear Cuts Like a Knife. Give me Summer of 69. Play the A-sides. It's been 40 years. You can play the A-sides. You don't have to carve a niche. The supermarket DJs. Our question of the night, folks. What is your favorite beer? It is National Beer Day. We like our beer here in Wisconsin. Conrad says Spotted Cow. I had a tie between the champagne, a really ice-cold champagne of beers. Miller High Life, of course, is what I'm talking about. And Blue Moon, kind of a newer beer. It's funny, Corey Hartman commented on my Facebook post, and he commented with the exact words of the song I was referencing, High Life Again by Steve Winwood. And he wrote like two lines of the song. I'm like, how did he know that's what I was? But that song is on every damn time I go into the grocery store. Unbelievable. I see a question of the night. What's the most depressing song to hear when you're shopping?
You know, I wear headphones when I'm shopping, so.
Why, to drown out the fanfare?
Well, they play my own music while I'm shopping.
What do you play when you shop?
Just a mix. I have like a playlist that goes on for like 3 days, so. Just whatever. Just whatever. Yeah, there's a playlist I have that I'm like, I like that song.
You ain't wrong. Toss it in there. All right. Our question tonight, as I said, is what's your favorite beer? Let's read some social media responses. Our pal Rich Tallarico says Blue Moon or Stella. Next time I see Rich in person, Rich and I will toast a Blue Moon. No question. And then here, my buddy Vince Moranto, great Chicago comic. He's been on the show. He said, talk about taking a question seriously. Here's Vince's response. Vince says, okay, here we go. For everyday beers, Hams with Meals, Landshark, Miller High Life, summertime, PBR, colder weather. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Okay. Summertime is Miller High Life. I think I was reading those out of order. Colder weather is PBR. Why would PBR? Is that a little heavier, maybe?
I think it's a little heavier than a light beer.
Okay. And then he says seasonal, Sam's Oktoberfest, winter solstice. Winter solstice. Recently, however, I've discovered, I don't even know how to say this, Yingling?
Yingling, yeah.
Yingling,
that's
okay.
That's a great beer.
Really? He says amber, in parentheses, and finally, 25-ounce Bud Ice, around $1.09 when I'm broke. That was the most comprehensive text possibly we've ever had, certainly on social media. Thank you, Vince. Outstanding stuff. I don't know, summer I'd probably go... It used to be like a Corona with the lime.
Yeah, I'd say Modelo for myself or a Summer Shandy.
Oh, Summer Shandy's good. I forgot about Summer Shandy.
I'll say anything from Line of Kugels is one of my favorite beers.
You know, they used to make, years ago, they made a Summer Shandy watermelon flavor.
I don't think I tried that.
It was out briefly. I want to say it was out one summer, and my friend Robin Corwin, who's a neighbor, she said, it's really good. I tried it. I liked it. I had it one more time. And then the next summer, I think I had to look all over for it. And I did find it, but it was obviously like an experiment.
Yeah.
I thought it was really refreshing.
They do that like every year. They release something new.
Okay.
For the summer.
John on social media says, any good microbrew is great. A good wheat or blonde ale always hits the spot. Minocqua Brewing Company has some great options and stands for great causes. Well, that always helps when you can spend some money and you don't mind where it's going. Thank you, John. Wonderfully Wisconsin, our pal Paul Vandenplaas says, Dark Helmet from Titletown has long been my favorite. Great introduction to dark beer for people who are typically scared to try anything on that end of the spectrum. It's hard to go wrong with any Wisconsin craft brewery right now. So many out there making some incredible beer. Well, he would know. Paul is, give Paul a follow. Wonderfully Wisconsin. He is all over the state finding great burgers and cookout food and drinks, and he is in the process of compiling a best cheeseburgers in Wisconsin list. So we'll be eagerly awaiting that. I think he's getting close.
I think you should try my cheeseburger.
Conrad's Home Cheeseburger?
Yep. It'd make a run for its money.
Great name for a restaurant. Conrad's Home Cheeseburger. Jeff Schmidt says, Hazy Rabbit from Lakefront Brewery. Okay. Is that in Milwaukee?
Yes, I believe I so, is, yeah.
Oh, great responses. I knew we were going to get good beer responses. Rocker coming up in just a few minutes. He's going to tell us about a really cool fundraiser. He is co-sponsoring with a couple other people, and it is open to the public. And we'll talk a little bit about Supertramp when he is here. Going to the text line to answer your question or to read your answers to our question of the night. And the 414, anything but Jacob's Best. Well, that's probably a good answer because I don't even know what he's talking about. So I haven't heard of Jacob's Best.
Neither have I.
This is probably a bad beer. Al in the 608 says, free. Yeah, okay. I'm with you, Al. If it's free, it's me. Free beer. Conrad's mom says, my favorite beers I miss in Wisconsin is the Blue Bobber from Fox Brewery or so a Spotted good. Cow. You vouch for your mom there?
And Blue Bobber's great beer. It's blueberry. It's super good.
Ooh, I like blueberry and beer. You know what I had over the weekend? I was trying to be good, so I got nuts instead of chips for a snack.
Yeah.
Blueberry almonds.
Ooh.
Really good.
I haven't tried those, but I've seen them on the shelves.
Very good stuff. Dave on the stream says, a cold one. How about New Glarus Fat Squirrel? Great one, Dave. And he says, Liney's made a beer called Big Butt Doppelbach. I'm just going to take Dave's word for it that that's a good beer. We are coming back with our pal Rocker after the news. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come out again.
voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Wisconsin's new limits on e-cigarettes will stand for now after a federal judge rejected a request to put them on hold. The rules bar the sale of vape products not included in a state-run directory. A group of vape retailers sued before the rules took effect this month, arguing that the changes unfairly hurt their businesses. The judge disagreed, saying shop owners had enough time since the law passed 2 years ago to question it. After months of work, MPS says all 50 of its elementary buildings built before 1950 are now cleared of lead risks. However, there are some parents questioning the district's openness. Superintendent Brenda Casilius says the district is committed to making schools safe, with the next focus on 52 schools built between 1950 and 1978. Those buildings are expected to be remediated by December. A parent group called Lead Safe Schools MKE says they still want more transparency about test results, spending, and contractor qualifications. Congressman Brian Stile is asking federal transportation leaders to crack down on what he calls lax fare enforcement in Milwaukee's bus system. Stile said MCTS lost $4 million last year from riders not paying fares while still leaning on federal support. He said he wants tougher rules for transit systems that get federal funding. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley pushed back, telling WisPolitics that his administration is working with MCTS leadership on changes to improve fare collection. A brand new library in Milwaukee opened its doors over the weekend. The Martin Luther King Jr. branch is the third largest library in the city. Inside, visitors can use a makerspace with 3D printers and podcasting equipment. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says it will be a neighborhood anchor. The program was funded by a mix of city tax programs and federal relief money. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Rarely do you see a documentary where there is nothing negative said about the subject. That's because many documentarians pride themselves on their objectivity. Having said that, apparently there is nothing negative in a new documentary about actor-comedian John Candy because he was such a swell guy. I Like Me is directed by Colin Hanks, who never shared the silver screen with Candy, but his dad, Tom, starred opposite Candy in Splash and Volunteers. Something interesting viewers will learn about Candy in this doc was that John Candy, who weighed over 300 pounds, never liked to get easy laughs because of his weight and refused, when asked, to do scenes shirtless. He was funny enough and relied on his incredible talent as an actor and comedian. John Candy died in his sleep on the set of Wagons East in 1994 at the age of 43. I Like Me drops on Prime October 10th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. After the chilly temperatures as of late, warmer readings are on the way this week. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Low tonight, mid-50s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds. High in the mid-70s tomorrow. A chance of showers and storms tomorrow night and Wednesday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Oh, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Dan Schaefer tells us about the latest political headlines from Madison, while Cam Stevenson from Courier Newsroom has the update from D.C.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. So great to have you with me, folks, on this gorgeous Monday night here in the state of Wisconsin. We made it to Monday, folks. You made it. You made it through a tough weekend. I was just talking next door to, I went over for a small gelato, which is forgivable, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And Jocelyn said she had such a busy weekend because she's got like three kids and there's nobody in there. So I'm like, sometimes that's how it is. Your weekend is so busy, you need to get to the week to kind of chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to welcome our first guest of the night. And it's time to light it up right with the Nightlight first guest of the week. Brought to you by Chicken or the Egg Photography. Chris specializes in food, event, music, and product photography for businesses across Wisconsin and the Midwest. See what he can do for you at chickenortheeggphotography.com. Chris was a fun guest. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a fun segment.
We'll have to bring him back. But it is now my pleasure for our first guest of the week, brought to you by Chicken or the Egg Photography. Co-host. He is the co-host of WMDX's Max Inc. Radio. He's also a musician and all-around swell guy, and he fills in here from time to time when Terry Barr can't make it for Barman Friday nights, and he is our pal, Rocker. Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
Not too much. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on, Pete. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. I know you got a really cool thing coming up here on Sunday, and we'll get to that. I have to ask you, though. I know you're
always... What's my favorite beer?
Yes, you're a Wisconsin guy through and through, whether it's music. I know you're a huge Packer fan, whatever. What is your favorite beer, Rocker, on National
Beer Day? I was thinking about this like question, and I thought, I wanted to go back and think about a throwback, and like what really like kind of started out the craft beer industry and what really got me into sampling all the just millions of beers that there are nowadays was Pete's Wicked Ale. Do you remember that year?
I remember the name. How old? When was that from?
That was back probably the early 90s, late 80s. Before Pete's Wicked Ale, you used to have import beer bars where you would go to these bars and they would import crazy beers from other countries, obviously, because here we only had the champagne of beers and beers like that.
Right.
And, you would drink it and you would check off each one on the list. This one from Denmark, this one from Canada, one from Britain. And, and then that's when the kind of craft beer really came back was Pete's Wicked Ale was in my mind, one of the first ones that really, turned that corner. And after them, there's been just so many, but, I also think of my childhood as Moosehead.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember Moosehead.
I remember
Canadian
the name.
Beer.
Yeah.
Oh, really, really good. And of course we had, Jacob's Best, somebody said, and yeah, that was like a horrible beer by Pabst. Way back, like I think in the 80s. And that was in the days of Andecker and Stroh's.
Oh, my
gosh. You might remember those beers,
Pretty funny, though. I remember the Stroh's commercial, was the guy crawling through the desert, and he's about to die, and somebody shows up with a big glass of water, and he says, no, thanks. I was really hoping for a Stroh's.
Yeah.
That commercial alone.
Oh, my gosh.
Stroh's should have been
the
best beer ever, but obviously it didn't make it. But yeah, my uncle used to be a salesman for Schlitz here in Milwaukee. And all those Wisconsin beers, some of them you got when you got to college, like whether it was Milwaukee Light or like Rhinelander beer or Blatt's Old Milwaukee. Yeah, like so many beers. And you didn't care when you were that age. It's just like, it's just beer.
No.
Let's do it.
Oh, you know? And what Blatt's would do to you. When you're a rush on Langdon Avenue in Madison at the frats, 25 barrels of Blatt's, it's not good.
It's not good. Well, we've matured since then, Rocker. So it's great to have you here. Tell us about this really cool event you have coming up this Sunday. It's a fundraiser, but it's open to the public.
Oh, that's right. It actually is. So so the fundraiser is for Big John. Big John is a drummer here for a band in Madison, Go Play God. And he was hospitalized for, I think, about a year with some severe diabetes and had have his leg amputated and at the knee. For a drummer, to me, that was is a nightmare, right?
Yeah.
So we are going to get together to help Big John and to help him through some of these medical expenses and stuff that he's having. And so there's a show that's being put on by 301 Productions, and it's going to be at the Crucible on September 14th. And it's an early show. So doors open at 2, and it goes from 2 to 7. And the bands are going to be A Bad and Zend, Mother Hive, Iron Plow, and Static Affliction. So it's a little bit of hard rock and some metal. John's a great drummer in a great metal band called Go Play God. And so for me, the interesting thing is it's going to be my comeback show, right?
Oh, nice.
So in December, the day after Christmas, I had cardiac arrest while I was playing drums. And, you know, when I woke up, the doctor said, well, you died on stage playing your drums with your band, you know, but there were people there who wouldn't let you go. So, jeez. You know, some CPR and AED to bring me back. And I was in my own hospital kind of journey, a health journey here. And so now, 9 months later, I'm going to be back behind the drums with my band. And I'm going to be doing it for this great cause of helping my friend out, Big John. And we're going to raise some money for him. There's going to be some silent auctions with guitars and some other really cool stuff that I know that they're putting together. And the Crucible is over on Madison's east side and just kind of the frontage road for Highway 30.
Okay. So what? You had a fundraiser like this, Rocker, too. And this is what I love about when... Mm-hmm. When something happens to a musician, like if my friend who restocks shelves at a store, if I want to have a fundraiser for him, I don't have access to all this great music. When a musician needs a fundraiser, you guys basically throw a party. It's a bash. I mean, and that's so great that this is open to the public, right? So
yes, of course.
So what band are you playing with?
I play with a band called Iron Plow.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay.
And I've been playing with the guy since we started during the pandemic. And it was during kind of lockdowns, and the three of us have all been friends for going on 30 years, but never really jammed in a band together. And I just happened to have been at a outing. It was a wedding, actually, outside. I'm talking to my friend, and he says, you know, hey, they're looking for a drummer. And I was like, wow, you know, it was a perfect opportunity. Of course, I had been doing, you know, Maximum Inc. Music Magazine for 27 years, and the lockdowns caused that to kind of stop, and there's, you know, nowhere to deliver. So here I am, you know, what do? I have radio, and I got into a band. So, you know, I got into this band in 2021, I think it was. And and then I had this, you know, crazy incident last year. And now the great thing about it too is that UW Health is doing what I could call it a documentary on my journey back to health. They love my story. They know about the first incident, and now here we're going coming back, right? Getting behind the drums with my band. So they're going to come down to the Crucible with a film team to film the comeback show, and I'll be doing some interviews with them, and it's going to be pretty cool. They're going to kind of document the journey. It's a lot of fun. It's a crazy story. I guess, you know, people kind of dig it, so we're going to have fun with it.
I think it sounds great, and I'm glad you're doing well too, and back on stage. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Now, Conrad, I did send him a song, so if you guys wanted to hear a little Iron Plow.
Absolutely. Let's have it ready, Con. Rocker Smith is my guest. He is the host, one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio on WMDX every Saturday night from 6 to 9. And he is putting on this great fundraiser for his pal Big John Sunday night at the Crucible, Sunday afternoon, I should say, at the Crucible from 2 to 7. It's going to be a music fest and an absolute bash because the music community, nobody rallies around fellow colleagues like the music community.
That's true.
Should be a lot of fun. So let's hear a little bit of Rocker's band right now, Iron Plow. All right, that was Iron Plow featuring our guest right now, Rocker Smith, who is here tonight to discuss a really cool fundraiser event for his pal Big John that is happening at the Crucible on Sunday. Great tune, Rocker. We're coming right back. Don't leave. And I'm going to ask Rocker about Supertramp and the death of Rick Davies. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. In the midnight
moonlight hour. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big political news dropped the Friday before Labor Day weekend in Wisconsin, with right-wing state Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley announcing that she will not be seeking re-election to another 10-year term on the court. In her statement announcing the decision, Bradley bemoaned a, quote, shift from thoughtful, principled judicial service toward bitter partisanship, personal attacks, and political gamesmanship. If you've followed Bradley's time on the bench, you couldn't help but note the hypocrisy in that statement, because that's the exact kind of extreme, toxic approach she's brought to the Wisconsin Supreme Court over the past decade. But beyond that, this sets up yet another open race for state Supreme Court in Wisconsin. This one, however, will be a bit different than recent races where majority control of the court was on the line. In this race, liberals will have the opportunity to expand their majority from 4-3 to 5-2 if candidate Chris Taylor, a former Democratic state legislator, wins the election in spring 2026.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
President of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten.
People have to show up. People have to exercise their voice. You can't just exercise your voice a minute before an election. This has to be about what is good for Americans, and for us, what is good for working people. Working people made America. Working people deserve to have policy that helps them, not hurts them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get up, folks. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite beer? It is National Beer Day, and we are hearing answers that are just all over the place. It's great. Microbrews, big-time brands. It's great. David from Richland Center says, a blonde walks into a bar, Hillsboro Brewing. You ever heard of that, Conrad?
I have not.
Me either. It's a lengthy title.
It sounds interesting.
It does sound interesting. I'm sure it's delicious. Thank you, David. On the line with us right now, or over the stream, I should say, is our pal Rocker. He is one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio, which you can hear on WMDX every Saturday night from 6 to 9, and you can also stream it over the website. Rocker has put together a really cool fundraiser for his pal Big John that happens this Sunday at the Crucible in Madison on the east side. Three great bands. We just heard Iron Plow. You know, Rocker, it's interesting. That song that you played. I don't know if you saw a movie called Collateral, but it's got that really awesome grinding guitar as part of the score. It's a Michael Mann film, and it totally took me to that movie. The song is so, it's a great tune. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's worth a look. It's Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx, and it's just a great kind of caper action film, but a smart action film. If people decide to go on Sunday for this good cause, is there a cover charge, or how does that work?
I believe it's a $12 cover charge.
Okay.
To see the show, 2 to 7 p.m., doors open at 2, and Iron Plow plays at 5 p.m.
Excellent. So go see a rocker play the drums. That's exciting, man.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah,
it's totally. It's great to be back, you know, to work this hard. From, you know, going from the ICU in the hospital in December to back behind the drums is, you know, feels a little triumphant.
I would imagine it does. And congrats for that. Have you, so this is your first time on stage since December?
Well, not on stage necessarily, okay. But playing drums on stage. Yes.
Which is probably more of a little more activity than
I do a lot of events and end up on stage for various reasons, but this particular one will be for drums.
That's fantastic. All right, so in our exchange earlier, you told me you did not watch the Video Music Awards and that you don't watch TV. Do you own a color television?
I do.
Okay.
And of course, you know, I guess I more choose to watch particular shows or, you know, plenty of stuff that's out on YouTube that are just clips.
Sure.
Instead of, you know, being kind of caught up in live TV or, you know, being in front of the TV a lot. And even that stuff, I don't watch too much. But I love YouTube and I love going back and finding all the, you know, classic rock videos that were never available when I was young of these, you know, really great bands. And now it's, you know, there's so much stuff that you could never see that's now so available, but you just have to find it.
Let's talk about that, because one of my favorite things about YouTube, especially before the ads popped up, you could get lost on YouTube for 6 hours and find like a Who concert from 1978 or a Springsteen show, whatever it is. It's like a whole world opened up. I can't imagine for a guy like you, a musician, it must be just fun to crawl down that rabbit hole sometimes.
Oh, gosh. You know, well, interestingly enough, there's a lot of old Supertramp out there. When they were just kind of up and coming, they played a lot of like colleges and local TV out there. You know, Led Zeppelin was kind of famous for doing that as well. But it was really kind of fun. Finding that stuff on Supertramp. Supertramp was a band that I grew up with.
Yeah.
I actually ran into Supertramp because the guy who drove the carpool, my friend's dad, to seventh grade, we were in seventh grade, he used to play Crime of the Century on the car stereo. And so I, you know, started getting into it back then. It was kind of weird because it was like my friend's dad's music, but it was great stuff. And, you know, grew with that band from that point forward, and was able to actually see them around the time that they did the Paris Live album. So right kind of after the Logical song, Breakfast in America album. And by the way, I know you were playing It's Raining Again, which is like a Roger Hodgson song, right? So there were two kind of guys, Rick Davies and Roger Hodgson, that really played. And Rick Davies was the piano player and he was the other voice, so you might recognize him more from Bloody Well Right or Goodbye Stranger.
Oh,
those were kind of some of his really big songs. And the Logical song and It's Raining and, you know, a lot of other hits. Take the Long Way Home was Roger Hodgson.
That's what I love, Roger Hodgson, too. And that.
Yeah.
It's weird because I remember the Logical song was kind of what made me aware of Supertramp when I was younger. But it wasn't. It was all those songs I found after that. That just kind of, in my opinion, dwarfed it. Like Goodbye Stranger is one of my all-time favorite songs anywhere.
Yeah.
Or
that's on that album as well, right?
Yeah, and there was a song right before that on the album. I can't remember, but Give a Little Bit, all these great tunes.
Yeah, that's Even in the Quietest Moments. So that was a great album. And Even in the Quietest Moments, there's a lot of songs, too, where both Roger and Rick Davies both do vocals. And Roger Hodgson, he was very talented. He played the guitar. And a lot of people probably remember him playing the keyboards often on some of those big hits that you were just talking about. But on the old albums like Crime of the Century, some of those videos, I said, they were out on YouTube. You can really see, you know, some of those great guitar parts that Roger Hodgson played. You know, Supertramp was just an incredible band. And, you know, it's worth a watch to go watch the bass player of Supertramp. He's just watching him is so fun.
Oh, that's cool. And Roger Hodgson, Eye of the Storm is a great song too. He had I think he did that after he left Supertramp. Buddy, thank you so much for your time as always, and best of luck. Break a leg on Sunday. Hope he's a great time.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Rocker. Check out Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night if you're in the Madison area on WMDX, or you can listen to it. You can get it on the Civic Media website. Great show. And he and Terry Barr do great work. Always fun to have Rocker on the show. When we come back, we're going to read some of your texts, and I've got a really funny Michael Keaton clip. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Act 2 coming up next.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Supreme Court is clearing the way for federal agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations in Los Angeles. They could stop people solely based on their race, language, job, or location. Armando Godino with the Los Angeles Worker Center Network.
We will fight the systemic discrimination this conservative majority has unleashed. Alongside our members at the Worker Center Network, we form a network of support and resistance, ensuring workers know their rights and have the power to defend themselves.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This is a major issue that's likely to come up in other cities, maybe Chicago in the near future or Baltimore. So it's not a good sign for those who are seeking to stop the administration from bringing in ICE and maybe even the National Guard to do these full types of raids.
An immigration attorney says